Well, what we know is that with the tumble dryer situation, it took them 4 years to issue a recall, and it was only as a result in the summer of this year that the government forced them to do that. And they've only really had 6 months to try and find the tumble dryers which are affected, and doing proactively looking for the tumble dryers because the recall was issued then. The same now, we don't know whether the government has told them to issue a recall when it comes to these washing machines. So essentially, they've now got potentially over 1 million units to find and to know where these items are, because the problem is the manufacturer doesn't necessarily know all the time where their customers are.
And does this put the story in a completely different context if the government has leaned on Whirlpool to take this action?
If this is the second time that the company has been told to issue a recall, this is very worrying. Now, we are pleased that the company has issued a recall yesterday. Now, we should make that clear. But if it's the second time this year that the government has put pressure on the company to issue a recall, very serious questions should be asked.
And for those customers who have an affected appliance on this, can they have a recall back on the expense they've got, regardless of being Christmas and New Year, and having to go elsewhere to get their washing done at launderettes, or even they can't wait, they have to buy another machine?
Yeah, so what we understand is that this will all start in January, where they will either get a repair or a replacement. No refunds will be offered in this case. The company has followed the legal situation and offered a repair and replacement. That is the right thing to do. But clearly, it is going to cause a lot of inconvenience for people over the Christmas period, where they're not able to use their washing machines. It's a very busy period for family and friends coming around, where people will need their washing machines, like they do in every other part of the year. But what we would say to the customers of Whirlpool is not to use these machines until the recall starts.